This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. Minister for Health and Population informs international community about right-based approach in Nepal. CPN-UML candidate Suhang Nembang wins House of Representatives by election in Ilam constituency 2. And 6 people die and 1 other sustained injury in West Afghanistan mosque shooting. Now the news in detail. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Health and Population Upendra Yadav informed the international community that Nepal adopts right-based approach while dealing with the issues of population and development. Addressing the 57th session of the Commission on Population and Development in New York yesterday, the Deputy Prime Minister underlined that Nepal had given utmost priority to the implementation of the Programme of Action of the International Conference on Population and Development since its adoption in 1994. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister also reminded Nepal's firm commitment to advancing people-centered development, human rights, gender equality, and sexual and reproductive health and rights. On a different note, during a meeting with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Deputy Prime Minister Yadav emphasized the importance of international cooperation, especially with the United Nations, to sustain Nepal's health sector achievements. Similarly, Deputy Prime Minister Yadav also highlighted challenges due to climate change and global conflicts. Guterres praised Nepal's role in peacekeeping missions and its health sector progress, promising ongoing support through UN agencies. CPN-UML candidate Suhang Nembang has been elected as a member of the House of Representatives from Ilam constituency No. 2 after winning the by-election held on April 27th. Nembang got 27,772 votes, while his nearest competitor, Dambar Bahadur Kharka from Nepali Congress, got 21,942 votes. Similarly, Dakendra Singh Limbu Thegim got 11,457 votes and Rashtriya Swatantra Party candidate Milan Limbu got 5,050 votes. Meanwhile, CPN-UML candidate Daman Badru Bhandari has won the by-elections in Bajang Province Assembly member by election with 11,613 votes. His closest rival from the Nepali Congress, Abhishek Bahadur Singh, received 11,346 votes. Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP candidate Milan Limbu and 15 others lost their guarantees after they failed to collect minimum 10% of the total valid votes in the April 27 by-election held in Ilam 2. The Election Commission issued the final result of the by-election this morning, which showed Limbu got total 5,050 votes, thereby failing to recover guarantee. According to the Election Commission, those collecting less than 6,847 votes, 10 of the total valid vote, are 10 political party candidates and 6 independent ones. Limbu was in the fourth position. Furthermore, according to the Election Commission press statement, Clause 71 of the House of Representatives Act 2074 has stipulated that the election candidates failing to cross 10% vote ceiling of valid votes will have their deposits seized. Chief Minister of Karnali Province Yam Lal Kadel has said that the Karnali Province government would get full shape today itself. Chief Minister Kadel, who has been taking responsibility of all ministries, has made preparation to give full shape to the cabinet at the coordination of ruling coalition parties. Chief Minister Kadel further shared that Minister for Physical Infrastructures and Urban Development, Minister for Land Management, Agriculture and Cooperative, and Minister for Internal Affairs and Law would be appointed from the CPN-UML. Similarly, Ministers for Economic Affairs and Planning, Social Development, Industry, Tourism, Forest and Environment, and Water Resources and Energy Development would be appointed from the CPN Maoist Center. CPN Maoist Center Karnali Province Assembly Leader Rajkumar Sharma mentioned that they have already submitted to CM Kadel the names of the ministers to be appointed. According to the Secretariat of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers, homework was underway to administer oath of office and secrecy today itself after appointing the ministers. The third Nepal Investment Summit concluded in Kathmandu yesterday with several agreements signed to boost in investment. Notable agreements include collaboration in data center construction between BLC Group Nepal and Yota Data Services Private Limited India, and cooperation between the Federation of Nepalese Chamber of Commerce and Industry FNCCI and Malaysian entities to promote bilateral trade. Another significant pact involved bilateral cooperation in public-private partnership PPP promotion between the World Association of PPP Units and Professionals WAP and the Nepal Association of PPP Professionals of Practitioners NAP. Additionally, agreements were made in the hotel business and to facilitate investment from Chinese companies. Likewise, an Australian group committed to investing in a resort at Rara Lake in Mugu District. The Department of Industry approved investments worth ₹9.13 billion for the various projects, including an investment company in Bhaktapur and a commercial building complex in Kathmandu. Similarly, foreign investment approval through an automatic route system was inaugurated, streamlining the process. Furthermore, agreements were reached for remittance-based hydropower projects and trade facilitation with delegates from Croatia. Forest fire has destroyed 300 hectares of jungle located at Chaudandigadi, Belaka and Triyuga municipalities of Udaipur. Information officer at Division Forest Office Gai Ghat, Jaheswar Shah, said small plants and trees were destroyed by the wildfire following the drought. A committee formed to investigate granting and renewing of license of privately held arms submitted its report to Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister Abhilash Mithani yesterday. Receiving the report, Home Minister Abhilash Mithani said the suggestions and recommendation of the committee would be implemented. According to the Home Minister's Secretariat, the committee had recommended about revisions to be made in laws, activities to be done in archive management and action to be taken to those involved in arms-related incident. Meteorological Forecasting Division says heat waves continue for few more days as the large areas of the nation are experiencing rise in temperature. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, few places of Tarai region in Lumini province record maximum temperature of more than 40 degrees Celsius. The forecasters said that the rising of the temperature would continue till 2nd of May. The division warned of the possibility of the further rise of temperature in various places of Tarai regions. Health experts have urged people to adopt precautionary measures. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Six people were killed when a gunman stormed a mosque in western Afghanistan. Interior Ministry spokesman Abdul Mateen Khani said that last night around 9 p.m. an unknown armed person shot at civilian worshippers in a mosque in Guzara district of Herat province. A government spokesman said that six civilians were martyred and one civilian was injured today. While no group has yet claimed the attack, analysts say the regional chapter of Islamic State is the largest security threat in Afghanistan. The U.S. State Department has found five units of the Israeli military responsible for gross violations of human rights. All the incidents involved took place outside of Gaza before the current war. The BBC reports that Washington is Israel's major military backer, supplying it worth of $3.8 billion U.S. dollar weapons and defense systems per year. State Department spokesman Vedant Patel said that five security forces units committed gross violations of human rights. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia is taking advantage of the slow delivery of Western weapons to go on the offensive. President Zelensky's comments come after the U.S. agreed a $61 billion package of mostly military aid for Ukraine. According to BBC, Mr. Zelensky said that some of the aid had started to arrive but added that it needed to be delivered faster. Australia's newest budget airline, Bonza, suspended all its flights today to discuss the ongoing viability of its business model. According to the BBC, the move has left thousands of passengers stranded around the country, forcing competitors to step in. Bonza is the first carrier to launch in Australia in 16 years. According to Australia's consumer watchdog, Bonza is dominated by two companies and aviation remains one of the nation's most concentrated industries. New York City's Columbia University has begun suspending students involved in a pro-Palestinian protest on campus after they defied a deadline to disperse. The BBC reports that college leaders earlier warned those who failed to disband from the two-week encampment by 2 p.m. on Monday would face disciplinary action. However, as the deadline passed, dozens of students rallied at the site. In Texas, police arrested dozens of protesters and dismantled their camp at the University of Texas at Austin. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly too cloudy in the hilly region of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province and mainly fair in rest of the country today. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at one or two places of hilly regions of Kosi province. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali province. In present, there is partial influence of western as well as local winds in the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Minister for Health and Population informs international community about right-based approach in Nepal. CPN-UML candidate Suhang Nembang wins House of Representatives by election in Ilam Constituency 2. And six people die and one other sustained injury in West Afghanistan mosque shooting. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.